What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So, it's fight night tonight. BKFC 75 Albuquerque. You got Mundell versus Donald Sanchez. Can't wait for that. Leo Berceres fighting tonight. Derek Perez, Rick Caruso, Felipe Chavez, Brandon Hansvik, William Albrecht versus Kyle McElroy. Definitely go check out the interview I did with Wild Bill William Albrecht. Just did that like a week or so ago. Brian McClain and Skyler Mahler. And then you got, I think, a couple free fights as well. Bobby Henry, Casey Yates, and Zay Garcia versus Dominic Carey. We got a guest coming on soon. We're going to give him a little bit of time. Matter of fact, I'm going to text him real quick and let him know we ready for him whenever he's ready. You know, everybody's not always internet savvy or computer savvy or things of that nature. And sometimes, you know, things, people run late, things happen. I remember we interviewed somebody, or we was going to interview somebody, and they got reared in by a car on the way to go to get to the crib to do the interview. Let's see if a guest is ready. Let's text him real quick. Ready whenever you are. So we got a couple more interviews coming up soon here too. We're supposed to be interviewing hold on 1 second. Supposed to be interviewing Francesco Richie here soon, and Robert Armas. Appreciate everybody tuning in on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook as well. Audio version, we go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. And video version will also go to Rumble and Millions.co. Definitely go to Millions.co. We got the new little apparel on there for all you dog lovers as well. And last night I did an interview with Livio Harris. And for y'all that don't probably know who Livio Harris is, he's the guy who discovered and wrote 80% of Adina Howard's first album. So go check that interview out. That's on Live from Vietnam. I repeat, that is on Live from Vietnam, which is also on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, you know, pretty much everything. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So he just texted me back, so he should be coming on here soon. And he's got a fight coming up here, BKFC 78 Hollywood, which is Perdomo versus Adams. I can't wait to see that. You know, I'm a big fan of Perdomo. I don't know if anybody's going to beat this guy anytime soon. Of course, that's July 12th, 2025, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And since it's in Hollywood, Florida, you know, that's always going to be at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe. I mean, if it's not broke, you'll fix it. Up, oh, hold up. Hold on, let me call him back real quick. Give me 1 second here, peoples. Up, oh, he ain't picking up. Hopefully he got that link. I'm gonna send him a link again real quick. Just so he got it. Hopefully everybody out there doing good. Hopefully y'all gonna enjoy y'all's weekend and whatnot. I know I got a busy weekend. And typically we're doing Live from Vietnam on Fridays, but since I did an interview yesterday, I decided we'll just go ahead and go with a Paul Pickett podcast today. You know what I'm saying? I can pretty much do whatever I want with that. All right, let's send him the link again real quick. I don't know if he accidentally meant to call me or what. That's the link. Okay. He said, give him a second. That was a pocket dial. I mean, that's common. Everybody does pocket dialing. If you ain't never pocket dialed, you probably ain't got a phone. Appreciate all y'all that's tuning in on Instagram. We've Luke Baker, 360, 386 AM, Scrap King, Smudge, BYB, Nightmare of Bear, Jack, Doug Dell, BKB, the Animal BKFC, which is Travis Thompson. Appreciate you. Bare Knuckle Killer, United Fight Alliance, Raw and MMA, No Bones Fight Talk, Ilzy, and Hayes 20 as well. Appreciate y'all tuning in on YouTube and Facebook as well. We give them a little bit of time. Here he goes. And while he's getting his camera ready, I think he got to turn. You got to turn your camera there, Tomahawk. There you go. So my next guest has 8 pro bare knuckle fights under his belt. We'll be fighting at BKFC 78 Hollywood, Perdomo versus Adams, July 12th, 2025, 7 p.m. Eastern time, against Keith the Officer Richardson. Not Keith the Rockstar Richardson, but Keith the Officer Richardson. Let's bring on the one and only Steve the Tomahawk Townsend. Steve, how you doing, ooh, man?
What's going on, man? Good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I've been wanting to interview you for a while now, man.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we're finally getting the opportunity to take care of that.
Yeah, you're a friend of the show officially now, so.
Let's go.
All right, so combat sports. Like, what first drew you into combat sports?
I used to play I played football for a lot of years until I was 35 years old. I used to be a big boy. I was walking around at like 285 on the football field. Ooh. Just a lot of my body. I went to a local show where I live called Rise of a Warrior. First time I ever seen like live combat sports. It was MMA. And I was like, man, I could do this, you know? And I was trying to find something else to actually compete in. And I think like the next week on a Monday, man, I went to a local gym and I was like, cool, I started. And for the next 3 months, man, I probably got beat up every day. And I you know, listen, I had the whole, you know, I'm a street dude, I can fight. I had like the little image on the street, you know. But when you're going in there against guys who actually train, know what to do and trying to perfect their art, it's a whole different ball game. So the real challenge of it all, just it kept me enthralled. It's like I try to explain it. If you ever like played a video game and it was super easy and you beat it, like you didn't want to play that game no more. But whatever you do, if it just you kept losing or you're still, you know, you get a little bit further, it kept you enthralled. So that's what it did for me. And just through the years, man, I've grown to love it more and more. These past 4 years, I've really put in a lot of work and given it everything I got. I've been fighting now for only 10 years. So I didn't start fighting until I was 35 years old. I am 45 now.
Now, so what made you want to get into bare knuckle?
I was kind of behind the ball on MMA, man. I started off fighting MMA. I was behind the ball with, I had a little wrestling in high school, no jujitsu. I was doing kickboxing, jujitsu. I was trying to piece all these things together. And I was struggling to play catch up. You know, my athleticism took me far. It took me really well, but it's just a lot of different things. So I was spread real thin and the opportunity popped up for me to fight bare knuckle. And I was just like, man, bringing it back to the yard, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can do this. And I didn't know I was going to love it the way I do, you know, just like anything else. Until you actually do something, everybody says, oh, I can do that, or I'm going to do this. And until you actually do it, you don't know. You know, a lot of these guys are out here thinking bare knuckle, I can do bare knuckle, I'll do that. And it's just not what it is, you know, for them. For me, it's everything. It works out in my best, and it's made for me, so...
Now, so you go with the BKFC, like, how did that opportunity present itself?
It's fucking So it was Knucklemania 2. I actually fought two fights outside of BKFC before I actually got a fight in the BKFC. I fought two fights previous. And then Knucklemania 2 came around, which was the introduction of Mike Perry, Chad Mendez.
Oh, we lost him. We give him a second to come back, but it looked like we lost his camera. Okay, look like we lost him. There you go. There you go. We lost you for a second. It happens, man.
Yeah, man. So
you say Knucklemania 2 introduction of Mike Perry and stuff.
So all that came along, man, and they had a guy, Gustavo Trujillo. He was the Cuban assassin. All right. So I guess nobody wanted to fight this dude. And they asked me about it. And my answer is, like, yeah, I'm going to fight this, you know. And not only did I feel as though I was going to fight him, I was going to beat him, you know.
Yeah.
So that didn't quite go as planned. And to that point, I'd never been knocked out my entire life. Like, it's never happened to me. I mean, I've been hit with bats and, like, I've been through the ringer.
Yeah.
But in front of, 17 million viewers, I got knocked out on pay-per-view, national TV, and it's probably the best thing that has absolutely ever happened to me, man. And what it is it gave me a real view that this is something that I want to do, because I could have quit right there at that moment.
Yeah.
And been like, nobody would have batted an eye. They would have been like, yeah, I get it. I had my way out, you know? But with that loss, something kicked in. I realized this is something that I really want to do, something that I'm going to do, and I'm going to give it everything I got. Probably, I don't know, a month later, I spoke to BKFC. I already had something lined up, and me and Gustavo got together, and I actually moved to Miami. Went down there. I trained with Young Tigers Foundation. I trained with him. I trained with his coach. I trained with Luis Palomino, Tyler Goodjohn. We were okay. All down there, and we were kind of, you know, the middle of it all. And it shifted gears, man. It really, like I said, it gave me the opportunity to see that this is actually what I want to do. And I haven't had that feeling. I didn't have it in football. You know, I never took it serious enough. I just having fun, just like the beginning of MMA, man. I was just having fun. I didn't put forth the effort. But that fight, that's how I stepped into the BKFC. That changed my career, my ambitions, my goals, my everything. So sometimes in life, man, it's those big losses that change the game for you, you know? And without it, I don't think I'd be where I am right now.
Well, you brought up Gustavo, and I had a question regarding that too. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Do you think you might have had the toughest opponent for a debut in BKFC?
Absolutely. I also gave him his hardest fight to date.
Okay.
He hasn't fought anybody and gone out of the first round still, and he's a heavyweight champion of a different organization now.
Yeah, BKB.
He's done great things, man. I talk to him on a regular basis. Like I said, I've slept at the house. We share meals. But even as raw as I was at that point, you know, I still gave him more of a fight than some of these other guys, and right now he's a heavyweight world champion. So I probably got tossed straight to the wolves, but I wouldn't have it any other way, you know? Like, if you're in the game and you want to fight a bunch of cans, hey, do your thing, you know? Like, I'm not that guy. I want to fight the monsters, you know? Send me in there to fight the biggest and the baddest, because I'm going to show you that I'm the biggest and I'm the baddest, you know? And that's just my mentality. And I think when I start thinking differently is probably when I should call it quits, you know. Anytime that I feel like that's not the mindset, then you're probably not in this for the right reasons. And it's obvious that I'm not in this for the money, you know, as much as money helps and the money's everything, you know, you pay your bills and everything. I'm in this for legacy. I didn't come in this from the UFC or Bellator or WBC, you know. I came off amateur MMA career, you know, so I'm not even an MMA fighter. You know, I've become an actual bare knuckle fighter. I am the epitome of what a bare knuckle fighter is, in my opinion. And I'm just going to continue to build off that. So, yeah, man, definitely got thrown to the wolves, but I wouldn't have had it any other way.
And I think it also would make you more confident going against some of these other guys. Like, if you fight a guy that good, and even if you don't beat him, you know that you're probably going to be able to beat a lot of these other guys based on how well you fought him, I would think.
I've gotten better with every single fight. Even my losses, I bit a bullet, you know, like I've been better each and every time, whether it's been my hands or I ate a meatball, you know. I mean, I was literally, I've not really been losing any fight until it just happened, you know, and that's bare knuckle, you know, so.
So when you get in the ring, man, like what's first going through your mind when you get in the ring?
How am I going to hurt this dude before it hurts me? You know, like before that, I don't think about that stuff. You know, I'm just training. I do my thing. But as soon as I'm in there, like it's a switch. It's over. It's just me and him. There's no faces in the crowd. You don't hear nothing. And I'm just trying to execute, you know?
And how do you decide, like, if you want to try to knock this guy out the gate or maybe just kind of fill out the fight?
So I used to be that guy. I was definitely at one point in my career, a brawler like that, the play, you know, I'm going to hurt you. I'll take a couple punches to do that, through my career. Like, man, you know, who says it, the object is to hit and not get hit, you know, it's yeah. Floored, right? All right. Well, nowadays, you know, I want to be tactical. I don't really want to be a brawler. Not that I don't believe that there is a time to brawl, you know, especially in this sport. But if I can help it, man, I'm going to be tactical in everything I do. I want it all to make sense. You know, I don't want to knock somebody. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I knock somebody out with a lucky punch, that's great, but that's not the goal. The goal is to technically take that in my own hands.
So what's like the worst injury you've dealt with in bare knuckle fighting?
If you've seen my fights, my face usually goes pretty well, man. I've had, you know, a couple stitches here and there. I don't really get bashed up in my face and cut open. Not saying that that can't happen. This is definitely bare knuckle. But my hands have just been giving me a problem. It comes from a few different reasons. Some of that brawling, where I would be throwing punches from odd angles. The odd angles ended up, you know, making me break a bone. And, you know, you got all these guys and you see them punching walls or, you know, using a hammer or whatever it is that they're doing. And that's them. I'm cool with what they do. But the conditioning, I don't break my knuckles. Okay. I break the bones inside my hands from the amount of force that I'm throwing my 215, 220 pounds the night of the fight at someone's skull. So it's not the knuckle itself. So it's my hands, and it's just me still learning bare knuckle. Nobody has this down yet. We are all learning our styles and the way we do things.
Yeah.
Now, in the next 10 years, you know, there's going to be a lot of ways that people are going to do things different. But right now, myself and just the rest, same with these other guys, we're figuring it out, you know? So the brawling in my hands has probably cost me the most damage, as far as, you know, bare knuckle goes.
Yeah, I think I saw a video where you said your hands are never really, like, healthy.
My hands will
like
never
be. They're just kind of always, like, beat up.
So they're just never going to be 100%. And that's almost like anything that you have surgery on, right? I mean, I've had five hand surgeries in the past, 20 months, 18, almost 2 years. And they're good. Like, don't get it twisted. My hands are good. I'm able to do everything that I could do with them, but they're not 100%. Like, nothing ever is 100% after, surgery. But I don't have any issues with my hands. They're good to go. And, I, you know, like I said, they're never going to be mint again, you know. It's just like anything. If you scratch your paint job, you know what I'm saying? Unless you get a brand new paint job, it's not the same.
BKSC, what do you think makes it so unique compared to like everything else in the combat sports world? I mean, boxing ain't what it used to be. MMA, I mean, it's cool, but it's just not like when you watch a bare knuckle.
Right. So boxing has the sweet science. You know what I mean? I definitely agree with that. It takes a certain person to understand the science of that. The MMA fans, man, it's very tactical. You have multiple different arts that you're using, right? You got your jiu-jitsu, your wrestling, your kickboxing, your Muay Thai, your all these things. And it can slow down. Boxing's not super fast either, right?
Yeah.
You can take the average person in the world, okay? The two biggest aspects of our entertainment is violence and sex. And you don't have to understand what's going on in a bare knuckle fight. Not saying that it is not full of tactical skill levels and so forth, but the average person can see that. And from the very beginning to the end, it's nonstop action. And it doesn't take someone with a high fight IQ to see what's going on. You know what I mean? So I think the fact that there's just no break, I mean, the average jab can split you open. The average anything could do that. And man, we love that for entertainment, you know, like it's the two biggest things in the world for entertainment is, you know, sex and violence. So we have both of those.
Both. Maybe. Yeah. You got the beautiful women out there. You got the blood.
We've got the beautiful women. We've got the men for the women that watch, because we've got a lot of women fans out there that really watch after the guys as well, you know?
Yeah.
And the BKFC is really good at promoting all of that. You know, they've got the idea. Before Connor even came on board as an owner, he said it himself, like, this is nonstop, front to finish, you're in for a treat, you know, and you don't have to have a bunch of fight IQ to enjoy it. You know, when you're watching MMA and you see these guys on the floor hugging it out and they're doing their jiu-jitsu, which is very tactical, man, you know, in their own right, it's definitely an art, but not the regular person know what's going on, what's getting set up. The same with boxing. You know, the boxing's a little bit more of a science and an art. It's setups, it's chess. It's not such a high-speed thing, you know?
Yeah, and not only is there, like, no breaks during the fight, like, as soon as the fight's over, let's get the next fight going, man. It's out there. Boxing, they take almost damn 10 minutes just for the walkout.
Yeah, man. And you know, and I get it, because there's promotion and money involved in that as well. But that's just not the route that bare knuckle BKFC is taking.
Yeah.
You know, we want nonstop in your face. Let's keep it going, you know, and keep you enthralled. If I switch the channel to watch something else because there's a commercial on or there's something like that, then the chances are you might not come back. This is not giving you that opportunity. This is keeping you in the mix. Man, if you blink your eyes, you can miss a knockout.
Miss a knockout.
If you literally check your phone, you can
miss a knockout.
Yeah.
Go get something to drink from the refrigerator to come back. Like, what the hell just happened?
Like, I've been to fights and I step to go grab a drink, you know what I'm saying? And you come back and you've already missed everything that just happened. And it's very entertaining, you know, and that's why I think it's going to continue to do so good.
So I be seeing online, like, a lot of MMA fanatics seem to kind of shit on BKFC and bare knuckle. Do you feel like bare knuckle fighters or BKFC fighters get the proper respect they deserve?
Some. I think that the guys that have come from bigger organizations get a little more respect than the guys that don't. As through your history and what you do, you should. You've got a little clout in your name. And think about this. Look at all the guys in the beginning of MMA. Boxers clowned them. You know what I'm saying? They weren't the same. So we're 7 years deep.
Yeah.
You know, and we're blowing the trajectory out of the water. We're the like, I feel like we're the number two combat sport in the world, only
I do too.
not MMA, but the UFC.
UFC. Saying?
Like, there is a difference. And it's because they've been in the game, they've been through the trenches, they've built their promotion, you know, they've done that. So those guys, they've got respect on their name, you know, and we're getting ours now, and it won't be long. Look how many of the guys are already crossing over, you know. So, yeah, but I think that's all part of it, you know what I'm saying? No one's going to step off in anywhere and just basically be everything and get that respect. We're taking what's ours, and it's coming slowly but surely.
All right, so you're coming off a win versus Jeremy Smith. Now you're about to fight Keith, the Officer Richardson, not the rock star, but the officer.
Yeah.
What do you know about this guy?
I've seen the three fights. I know he's got a professional boxing background, got a couple MMA fights. I haven't even seen any of those. I've let my coach kind of to take care of that stuff. Me personally, I've seen the three bare knuckle fights because, you know, I'm an adamant fan as well as a fighter. Super tough. Guy's durable as heck. He throws quick little combinations. I think that he's a fighter, but I don't think that he's going to be able to handle my explosiveness, my angles, or my power. You know, I'm not going to gas out in the first round. We're going to have us a fight, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm not taking him lightly whatsoever. You know, I take no man lightly inside that ring. But I like this fight for me. I think that I'm going to progress from my last fight and be better this fight.
Know if this guy is a former cop or not? Because his name's the Officer.
He's probably an ex-police. He might be an officer
probably.
Now. He might be a CO. At one point in my life, I would have hit you with, you know, fuck the police.
Yeah.
But I mean, I see things from a different angle these days, man. If he's an officer, man, I appreciate what he does for everybody. You know, those guys really catch a lot of flack in this situation.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and it's shitty. It really is. You know, I get it, but it's shitty. You know, these guys are trying to keep our streets safe. You know, firefighters are trying to keep our homes and our business intact. Like all these guys, all these first responders, man, really catch way too much shit, man, for the jobs that they do and then the sacrifices they make. Like I said, at one point in my life, you know, I was a little gritty. I didn't have the same understanding I have now. But, you know, if he is, man, I respect him. If he ain't, I still respect him. You know, whatever he's got going, I'm going to respect him up to that point. You know, he's never been disrespectful to me. And I mean, obviously, if you're the officer is your name, you're probably a law enforcement.
That's what I was thinking. So this probably could be the first time you beat up a former cop, right?
No comment. Man.
So, I mean, what can we expect from this fight, man? I mean, are you going to try to knock this guy out or?
I'm playing chess, man. I don't know
what's
going to
happen. You don't know what he's going to do, so you're going to see what he's going to do.
I don't have no idea, man. I told you, everybody's learning who they are as a bare knuckle fighter. Who he was last fight isn't going to be who he is.
Won't be the same.
Same for me. So when I step inside there, you know, I'm preparing for things, but I'm not necessarily preparing for him. I'm preparing for myself. You know, I tend to post a lot of things that I do. People get on me, hey, why are you showing what you, because I don't care what you're going to do. Stop me. That's what you do. You know, stop me. If you can stop me, then you're doing a good job. So I'm working on me, working on the things that I'm going to execute. Everybody knows I'm explosive. You know, I kind of want to move around a little bit. I want to switch angles. My southpaw and orthodox stances are worked out for me really well last fight. I plan on doing the same thing. I'm perfecting the art, man. I'm creating my legacy. So no telling. First round, second round, fifth round, you know, who knows, you know. But it's happening.
I've never asked nobody this, but do you think trash talking is necessary in fight promotion?
I think it's fun. Shit. I told you.
Yeah.
I'm
for the fans, kid. It is.
Yeah, but it's not even just that, man. Like, if you've ever, been on the court playing basketball or on a football field. I grew up playing nothing but sports. Like I played sports my whole life, and it's part of it. And it's not even so much in a disrespectful manner. It's the game. It's part of it. Like if you're not talking a little bit of trash, then man, what are you doing? You know, like, and I don't ever take anything to heart. I feel like there's definitely a line. You know, I would never dig off into nobody's family, their kids, their wife. You know, yeah. I'm not saying everybody don't, but those are things that I wouldn't do to draw. I would draw the line at. But yeah, a little shit talking's good, and I think it's good for the fans. Build up a little bit, you know. And if there's honestly a little bit of beef and animosity, they're probably, you know, I get it. Like we're fighting. Like don't get it twisted. I'm friendly, so. I'm still trying to fuck you up. I'm still trying to beat you up. Don't get that twisted because I'm civil. And when we're in there, I'm going for that. Like there's no secret to it. There's no buddy. I'm here to hurt you. But trash talk's cool, man. I think it's all fun. And if you take it to heart, then the other person's winning on the trash talk, right?
Now, out of your losses that you got to BKC, is there one that you feel like if you got the rematch, you would get your revenge?
All of them. Shit. The loss with Wine Miller, man, I was winning that fight and I ate a meatball. You know, I got complacent. I stepped right into a straight meatball. I went to get up fast. You ever tied your shoe and stood up too fast and get a little dizzy? So I added on to that. No excuses. Like the man, he caught me with a flush. And Leo Brassier, I was winning that fight, in my opinion. I feel like I was up on the rounds. I broke my left hand in the first round, broke my fourth hand, my right hand in the fourth round. I'd like all my losses back, you know, even to Gustavo. I'm not the same fighter anymore, you know, I'm not naive. And that's my brother. But those are big fights, man. If you don't want all your losses back, then that's just weird. I know you're asking these for a specific one, but
what was the first one you said? The what is his name? Wine something?
Wine Miller. Dylan Wine.
That was the one that stuck out to me. Like he probably should have won this one.
Yeah, originally. I was touching him up pretty well. He was rushing too much. I talked to him. Really good dude. He's more of a counter puncher. He shouldn't be rushing into these hands. And when he finally was catching that, like he was able to step back. But yeah, I was definitely winning that fight. I had his, you know what? I just split his lip from the lip all the way up to where it was split. Like I just did it and I was chasing that. And that's what kind of happened. So even if I would have stood up and not went back to a knee, they probably would have called the fight because of that particular cut. But that's not how the cards fell. And, you know, but a loss is a loss. I don't care how you take it, you know? And I took one that night.
And I've watched enough BKFC to know that there's a lot of times where guys get knocked down and get up too soon. They don't wait till that eight count. And you could tell they're a little dizzy, little wobbly, and ref sees that, is calling it, you know?
And as they should, you know? And that was a lesson for me,
so,
you know? Because
you're Cherokee Indian. Oh, my bad. I couldn't hear you for a second. Yeah,
I said my immediate ego and pride wanted to make me jump up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm okay. You know, I just got blasted. So that was my thought process and definitely was a lesson, man. Take a breath. Take your little eight. You know what I'm saying? Get your senses back together and step back on up into it.
So I was noticing you're a Cherokee Native American.
Yes.
This is something I've always wanted to ask Native Americans opinions on.
Okay.
What's your opinion of sports teams that use names like the Chiefs, the Indians, or the Redskins?
My personal opinion is I don't have no issues with none of that. That don't bother me none.
Okay.
I think that every people want things to complain about. They want things from whether it's past or something to complain about. And it don't bother me none. I don't have issues with that.
people dressing up as an Indian for Halloween doesn't hurt my feelings. Like, that's not. But then again, man, I'm 45, man. I was brought up through a different time frame, and none of that shit. I'm not pussified, man. Like, everything don't hurt my feelings, and thank God, because if it did, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And a lot of people just want reasons to complain about stuff. That's just not one of my personal. Now, I also have friends and family that feel some kind of way about that, but I don't.
Okay. Now, I could see, like, maybe the Indians, you know, people might not like to be called Indians, Native Americans, but Chiefs and from what I've heard, Redskins has to do with, like, war paint and stuff like that.
Well,
is there any truth to that?
Redskins isn't the war paint itself. Redskins is it's like they're describing the Native American color, the red skin, you know, skin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the Chiefs, you know, I know, I don't think that should be an issue. I don't think either one should, but I don't think either one of those are something crazy. Like, you're not calling, you know what I'm saying? You know, Red Savage, you know, they're not doing that, man. But, you know, like I said, everyone's going to have an opinion and people's feelings are going to get hurt. And with the way politics and everything is today, man, you know.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I grew up, you know, I'm from North Carolina, so we grew up Redskins fans before we got our own football team, and, you know, we've actually been wanting that name to come back, and I've seen where the Native Americans have been, petitioned for that, and if anything is American history, what's more American history than Native Americans?
100%, you know, yeah, I agree. You know, I it's just somebody wanting to fight and cause some.
Everybody got to find something to complain about.
Everybody does, man. You know what I mean? Whether they're trying to get some money out of it or whatever the case is, and it's all cultures. And I'm not saying horrible stuff hasn't happened to all nationalities, cultures whatsoever. Like, it's been some fucked up shit in the world. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in 2025. Things are still going on, but we're progressing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, my opinion is, it don't bother me. I can't speak for anybody else. I think it's a little silly. I don't think it's disrespectful at all. But, you know,
some people do.
Absolutely.
Before we let you go, any shout outs you want to do?
Man, shout out to the BKFC for continuous opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I will be the future Cruiserweight World Champion. I got a couple sponsors, Shift Culture, Alliance Land Development, Majesty Land Development, Dynamic Wellness, Inkaholic Tattoos. Big shout out to who else? What do we got, man? I know I'm missing like 15 different things. Big Ace Detailing. Love y'all. And I appreciate you having me on the show, bro. I'm sure hey, my coach Byron, you the man, my man.
And before you go, you brought up Cruiserweight. I'm looking at the Cruiserweight right now, man. I mean, Chris Camozzi is the champ, but I definitely think he's beatable. I mean, you're ranked number 3 right now. I don't know too much about Bryant Chasen too well. I know Sawyer DP, but this definitely looks very obtainable, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely it is. You know, so Jeremy Smith was the number 2 guy at the time. I beat the number 2 guy.
And you beat him.
Yeah. Bryant looks pretty good, man. He's a solid fighter. I think DP's pretty good too, man, but I don't think that they're for me, and I don't think that – not saying that they wouldn't be good fights, but they can get it too. Like, it's nobody out there that can't get it. It's attainable. I've had conversations with Chris Camozzi to the point where we thought that I was going to be the next opponent. And even after this, you know, the Lorenzo Hunt, that one made sense to me. That made sense for Lorenzo to come back. I thought that was a good fight. I thought it made sense. Whatever happened with that, I feel like I should have been the guy that they made the call to. But hey, I can't get involved in politics. I can't get to the point where I'm disgruntled. I just have to be undeniable, and that's what's going to happen on June 12th
I'm under the opinion that Lorenzo Hunt would have won that fight had he not had to pull out because of that big old gash he had, right? But like,
who knows, man? I think Chris Camozzi's on a roll, man. I think that that's a big deal. I think, you know, first of all, man, Lorenzo's a monster. I commend him and everything he's done for the game. Him as a fighter itself. I think his bark's a little bigger than his bite, but the man can fight. Like, I feel like that. Listen, if I scare you before it's time to fight, I'm already winning. And I feel like a bunch of these are already scared of him. He's definitely was the champ. Nobody beat him for that spot. I would never take nothing away from nobody. The reason why his name has come out of my mouth so many times is because I respect him as a fighter. And I told you, I want to fight the monsters.
And I fight the best.
And I consider him to be one of the best, if not the best. Camozzi is no joke. I think he doesn't get enough credit. He's very technical and he's not as gritty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that man has been through the ringer and fought all over the world. He has earned the respect that he has. But he can get it too, you know. Yeah. He can get it. I want him to be, you know, next after this. Not that I'm looking past this, but he's got the belt. That'd be a great fight. And he's a southpaw, so that'd be fun. Two southpaws banging it out.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day, man. You're a friend of the show. You know I support a lot of your content anyways, and I continue to do that as well. You're actually one of my more favorite people in the BKFC. Some of these podcasters don't really have favorites and pick sides, but you know, fortunately I do. I know it's gonna get me in trouble in the long run with all these people I interview and stuff. Somebody gonna be like, yeah, you know, you was sitting there saying you wanted old boy to beat me and he didn't beat me. I'm like, yo, dog.
Hey man, good people recognize good people, brother. And yeah. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, man.
I'm heading to the gym.
All right. Peace.
All right, brother. One.
Yep, well, there you have it. Steve the Tomahawk Townsville. Appreciate him taking time out. He will be fighting Keith the Officer Richardson. And you heard, as he said, if this would be the first time he beats up a former cop, there was no comment on that one. But, yeah, that's going to be there in Hollywood, Florida. And that's going to be actually a really, really good event as well. You know, you got Perdomo. I mean, Hollywood, Florida is always a stat card. You got Perdomo versus Adams, which I'm really excited to see how that goes. Arnold Adams versus Leonardo Perdomo. I'm under the mind that nobody's probably going to beat Perdomo. You got a good friend of the show, Andrew Strode versus G the Cutman Perez. That's going to be an interesting one. That's for the men's flyweight championship. You got Brian Elgallo Duran coming back versus Robbie Peralta. And we hit up Robbie just recently trying to get an interview with him. Justin Iberola fighting Robert Armas, who we will be interviewing next Tuesday. And Howard Davis is back versus Draco Rodriguez. Gaston Reno versus Milton Volter. Damn, Milton Volter look huge as hell. He's making his debut. Francesco Ricci, who we're interviewing Sunday, versus Dallas Davison. Esteban Rodriguez versus Julio Perez Rodriguez, who's actually 3-0, and Esteban is 3-1. That should be an interesting one. Jake Boswick is back as well. He's 3-2-1, about to fight Leonel Carrera. The beautiful Christine Vicens is back fighting Sarah Click, and Christine Vicens looks to go to 4-1. Of course, you got Steve the Tomahawk Townsend, who just came on fighting Keith the Officer Richardson. And good friend of the show, Justin Martinez, is fighting other good friend of the show, Rambo Russo. That's going to be interesting. Rambo's coming off a loss, and Justin Martinez is coming off of 2 straight wins, and there's no free fights yet that'll be announced. Before I go, BKFC Albuquerque, Mundell versus Sanchez. Of course, y'all know I'm a big Redneck Mundell fan. It'd be blasphemy for to go against Redneck. I can't do it. Not in this lifetime. Unless he gets beat tonight, I can't do it. But I'm not only, you know, rooting for Redneck, but I am picking him to win. Also probably got Leo Bercier winning tonight. I'm going to pick Derek Perez over Rick Cruz. I'm going to go with Derek Perez. Felipe Chavez versus Brandon Hansvik. Oh, man. I don't know too much about either one of these guys. I'm going to go for an upset with Brandon Hansvik getting an upset. You got Wild Bill William Albrecht, who we interviewed recently, against Kyle McElroy. I'm going to go with Wild Bill on this one. I think, you know, he fought Josh Dyer. I think he learned a lot from that. And then you got Brian McClain versus Skyler Muller. One guy's on one, other guy's making his debut. Don't know too much about either one. I'm going to go with the debut, Skyler Muller. And the free fight for tonight is Bobby Henry versus Casey Yates. I'm going with, we're going to go with Casey Yates. And you got Zay Garcia versus Dominic Carey. Zay's 0-2, Dominic's 1-1. I'm going to go with Dominic on this one. I'm going to go with Dominic on this one. Well, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. And make sure y'all definitely follow me on all platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, Twitter, TikTok. And don't forget, I also upload my videos to millions.co. Go to millions.co. And if you're a dog lover, go check out the new litter apparel for all you dog lovers. You got t-shirts with pits and dogs and things of that nature. You know, there's a big pit bull culture in the dog world. And, you know, there's just a big culture of dog lovers out there like me. So appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.